From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me in the studio is Lisa Potts with the Oklahoma Press Association.
Happy Friday.
Yes, it's a great short week, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, we had our So You Think You Can Dance premiere. Now, of course, we're still in the audition phase.
Very first audition round.
Very first audition round. You know, we won't get to our top 10 couples for weeks and weeks. But this was the premiere, and everybody was so excited about it because it came back very quickly after season 5. So now everyone's all geeked up for season 6, and of course having Glee on as a premiere afterward wasn't too shabby.
Are you sure you don't want to make this into a So You Think You Can Dance and Glee podcast?
I know.
Because so many girls love Glee.
So many. Well, on Twitter, everyone was saying, you know, I filter for So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
I know, that's like really nerdy.
And no,
everyone
not.
Was talking about, it's you know, it's Wednesday, it's time for So You Think You Can Dance and Glee. I mean, everyone was kind of talking about them both together
yeah.
in the same tweet.
That's right.
So that was kind of funny. But it was the premiere. And
we had the LA auditions.
That's right.
And it's only airing once a week for a few weeks. And then here at the end of the month, they'll do a Tuesday-Wednesday combo. But we've got a couple weeks here where it's just airing on Wednesdays. I know last week we weren't sure which days it was airing on. So
that's
just
right.
FYI, everybody.
That's right.
We're going to have a couple weeks of just Wednesdays.
And the judges this week, of course, we have, you know, returning Nigel Lithgow and Mary Murphy. And then we had our guest judge, who's not really even a guest so more because he's been on so often, but one of our favorite choreographers, Adam Shankman.
Adam Shankman. And I believe he was on most of the auditions, at most of the audition locations. So I have a feeling we'll see him at most of these.
I like him because he's, you know, he's funny, and he's always very positive, and when he's excited about a dancer, he lets you know it.
Oh, yes, and he did get very excited about a couple of these.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. For example, if we do we want to start talking about some of the dancers now?
Yes, let's go for it.
Okay, so we had Ryan Kazmarek, who is Evan's brother, and he came back again this year,
mm-hmm.
and he did a tap and speaking audition, so he didn't have music with his. And then Bianca also did a tap audition. Actually, before she could technically audition, Nigel said, "How about a tap battle?" And she said, "Sure, I'll go up against Ryan." And so they called Ryan up on stage. And the two of them just went at it. And it was a whole lot of fun. It was really fun to watch. And I think Adam may have said something like that was the most fun he'd had on the show so far.
Well, we know how partial Nigel is to tap.
Oh, yes.
Because he taps.
Yes.
So I'm sure he was loving the battle.
Oh, you know he was. I think he was a little bit thankful that Bianca didn't call him up there.
Yeah, right.
Let's go at it, Nigel. Come on. So I don't know how far those two will get. They are tap dancers, and I think Bianca really struggled last year, so we'll see how she does.
Mm.
Another one was Amber Williams, and her backstory is that her mother was paralyzed. And so she's a nice dancer, but they did comment on how she needs more personality on stage.
And so that's really key.
Especially on this show, having mm-hmm. personality that comes across both when you're performing and just when you're talking to the camera, in front of the camera. You always need to have a good personality if you're going to make it onto this show.
Remember, you have to get, well, once you do make it onto the show, you have to get votes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have personality, you won't get the votes.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, you can use, for example, a few of the dancers from the last season, like Caitlin maybe could have had a little bit more personality on stage.
Right.
And I think maybe Jason could have had a little bit more. But anyways, okay, more. Well, let's move on. We had Molly Gray, who was a beautiful contemporary dancer, and she has a history from High School Musical. She's been in the High School Musical movies 1, 2, and 3. And she was really good. She had a beautiful smile. They commented on how she just lights up the stage. And she's pretty young, too, it looked like. I think maybe she was only 18 or so.
Let's talk a minute about, and this has come up on several boards and blogs I've been reading. What is it with the professionals, and I think maybe there's more than one, auditioning for So You Think You Can Dance? I mean, we expect to see amateurs, or certainly people who have not gotten very far in their careers, on the show. So what do you think about a quote-unquote movie star or someone who starred in a pretty big movie? Because High School Musical is a pretty big franchise under Disney, I believe.
True.
What do you think about that?
That's a good question. She commented on how she was having a hard time getting auditions and jobs, actually.
Really?
I think it's just that there aren't that many opportunities for dancers, except, you know, in your small local theaters, or if you're going to move to L.A. or move to New York. Well, when you're in L.A., there's like music videos and things like that. But again, it's all very limited. So you're looking for that opportunity to really break out and make a name for yourself.
If she were to get far and actually make it into the top 20, do you think that would hurt her? Do you think America would kind of almost penalize her by saying, you know, you're a professional already, and you know, America really likes the underdog. They like you know, Janine came up from behind. I mean, they like to see that. I wonder if that would hurt her chances if she should make it onto the show.
Well, but at the same time, it would help her chances with those kids that love the High School Musical movies.
That's true.
I mean, in her case, it's a movie and is out there to the general public. So
right.
I think it could really help her.
That's a good point.
But for others that are professionals, say, for example, a professional ballet dancer or something like that, honestly, we don't see too many of them on this show because they're so specialized in their one area that they don't evolve into the hip-hop areas and things like that. So they don't make it on the show that often. But I don't know. We'll see how they do.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think she actually has an advantage, though, having been on the movies. So
very interesting. Okay.
Speaking of ballet, one of the dancers that auditioned and I think is going to make it a little ways is, it's hard to pronounce his last name, so bear with me, but David Hofhanishyan, something like that.
Good try.
And he's with the Milwaukee Ballet, and he had a beautiful audition, so I think we'll probably see him again. And then there was another tap dancer on the show. So can you believe it? Three tap dancers in one audition round, and for them to actually show him. But his name is Philip Atmore, and he said he was roommates with Ryan Kaczmarek back when they were both starring in Fosse on tour. So the Broadway show Fosse, which personally I love that show. But anyways, he had one of those smiles that just lights up the stage too. So he was really great. I think we'll see him again if he's talented in other areas. And he seemed a little bit more mainstream in his tap work. Nigel commented on how clean his taps were and everything. So it would be really great to see a tap dancer actually make it into the top 20.
Definitely.
And then finally, there were just a couple contemporary dancers that they showed real quickly that I think we'll see. Alexi Agdepa, who looks sort of Hawaiian. I'm not really sure what nationality she is, but she was real pretty. And then Paula Van Oppen. Both of those are contemporary dancers, so we'll have to keep an eye out for them. So next Wednesday, we have the Phoenix auditions.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens there. We saw the top 10 again this week.
We did. We did. That was really exciting. Now, we all know Ellen DeGeneres loves So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, yes.
And she was a guest judge on season 5. And she started, she had the premiere of her season 7. Can you believe 7 seasons already?
Hard to believe she's been around that long.
Hard to believe she's been on the her daytime talk show that long. But she was doing or premiering season 7. And she brought on the top 10. She, you know, they came out and you know, introducing themselves in the way that they always do to the So You Think You Can Dance music, where they each have like a little
where
dance.
They get like 5 seconds to show themselves,
and then but then Ellen makes a joke about how she's a choreographer and she had actually choreographed something, and they actually danced together.
And Ellen was pretty good.
Now it wasn't really a hard routine, but Ellen looked great.
Hey, she looked good, and it was a long routine.
It was a long routine.
It really surprised me.
I'm sure you can guess my favorite part of the routine.
What part?
The very end, where she ends up with the day.
Oh, yes!
I was like, oh, yay, Ellen ended up with the day. That was great.
It was wonderful.
It was fun, and of course, and we posted that on the TV blog at newsok.com, but what I did know at the time, I think the next day it was announced that Ellen is the new permanent judge on American Idol. Can you believe that?
I know, the new fourth judge.
The new fourth judge. And taking the place of Paula Abdul,
yes.
So Kara is still on there.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I love Ellen.
Ellen could have some fun to it because, you know, Randy, Kara, Simon, you know, there's not too much comedy in there. But honestly, I think, A, the four-judge panel is a little bit too much.
Yes.
It takes too much time.
That's right.
B, Ellen really didn't bring too much to the judging panel on So You Think You Can Dance.
And in fact, in my opinion, she slowed it down. I mean, you can only be funny for so... I mean, she was just making jokes the first couple of people that she saw.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then, I'd say maybe four or five routines in,
yes,
she started making some constructive comments. And that's what I found was interesting.
Okay.
But the joke after joke is just not...
It got awkward.
It
wasn't funny anymore.
No. I hope she learned from that.
Exactly. Well, and I hope she does the constructive criticism throughout.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, her first one or two episodes is going to really tell us
right
what she's going to do.
Some of the criticism online is that she's not in the music business. What does she know? But come on. Does it sound good or not? I mean, that's really all you have to know.
That's true.
I think if she can, you know, make constructive criticism in that regard, give them some comments on their stage presence, which
yeah,
she certainly
that's exactly what
knows
I was thinking.
A lot about, and then whether or not it just sounds good, I think she'll be okay.
Yeah.
But just don't do the jokes all the way through, Ellen.
Mm.
That just will not be good.
We'll see. But I think maybe she's trying to start some kind of career similar to Ryan Seacrest.
Maybe.
You know, Ryan has his radio show. He's
yep.
got E! News. He's got American Idol. I mean, the man is going constantly.
And Ellen could do it because she's so talented.
True.
She's so comfortable in lots of different areas. I mean, she definitely could do that.
And she probably has a staff with her talk show that just... you know, carries things
yeah.
on even without her. So
right, exactly. So I'm looking forward to seeing how she does.
Yes.
Yeah.
So our last bit of news is, I don't know, I've sort of outgrown the MTV Video Music Awards, but I plan on watching it this year. So it airs Sunday night, so everybody should check it out for two reasons. Number one, the opening number has been choreographed by Travis Wall,
excellent.
Our runner-up for season two, and the choreographer that we loved this last year. And then they're having a Michael Jackson tribute that Janet Jackson is a part of, and they're bringing in so many choreographers that I assume are actually going to be on the stage dancing with her.
Wow.
I haven't heard any real description about it except for the list of names and wow, especially if you watch So You Think You Can Dance, you're going to recognize a lot of these names. Number one, Wade Robson,
of course.
Two, Brian Friedman, which if you watch the first season, and he had a couple numbers this last season, and then Dave Scott, our Crumper.
Oh yeah.
Ty Steorio,
great.
And Lorianne Gibson, who
love
came
her.
In here this last season.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you know other choreographers in the dance world, you might recognize the names of Chris Judd, who actually was married to Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Travis Payne, who I most notably remember him for choreographing the movie Coyote Ugly.
Oh, okay.
And then Tina Landon, who was Janet's choreographer. She was Christina Aguilera's choreographer. I mean, she's one of my favorites, personally. So.
Now, when you say Janet is going to be involved, will she perform?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
I assume so, but we'll have to see.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any details except for the list of names.
Hmm.
So.
That will be one to watch.
It will be. And they even have a special commercial airing just recognizing that tribute, trying to get people to watch just because of this tribute.
Well, I bet the numbers will be very high for the first 15, 20 minutes. May taper a little bit after that, but I think a lot of people will tune in to see this.
Yeah. So maybe they'll even put it near the end of the show, but who knows?
Yeah. Wow.
They'll try and keep you around for a while and see when it happens.
Very cool.
Okay.
Well, a lot of news today. This was good.
Hopefully we'll have some next week, too.
Yeah,
we'll see.
That would be good. So stick with us. We'll be here every Friday. And as Lisa said, don't forget, they'll just be doing weekly shows until the end of the month. And then the twice weekly will start up. But we'll definitely remind you about that. You'll want to make sure you set your DVR so you don't miss anything, except when your DVR doesn't work, like I've had some issues with lately. But anyway, thanks for sticking with us. We've had a great summer.
Yes.
And we're going to have a great fall.
Yes.
So we'll see you next week.